In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am certified in holistic nutrition. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. So today I'm going to talk about allergies, and I got the idea to do this topic when somebody I went to high school with posted a picture of her child who has now developed a peanut allergy. And I got to thinking, like, the generation of kids being born now has been so sick and has so many illnesses and diseases, and just got me thinking, like, we gotta talk about this subject. And I'm not going to share this podcast with her because probably 5 years ago I warned her about vaccines. And on that post, half a dozen of the people who commented had kids who were dealing with allergies also, and they all wanted to help and share the experience that they had and how to manage the problem of dealing with their kids' allergies, and she didn't comment or like any of those posts. So that means that she's not interested in help. She just was looking for sympathy or whatever from her friends. But that doesn't mean I can't help you guys, because you're listening. So allergies is becoming a huge problem. They affect as many as 30% of adults and 40% of children. Annual cost to deal with allergies exceeds $18 billion, and food allergies cost $25 billion a year. So this is not a small problem. So basically what an allergy is your body has become sensitized to a particular protein. A particular protein has gotten into your bloodstream, and your body has labeled it as an enemy and put it up on the wall with a picture of it, with the label enemy on top of it. So whenever the body sees that protein again, it's going to produce an immune system response to that. And that's basically what an allergy is. Now, I had mentioned vaccines previously, and vaccines contain proteins. Vaccines are made in egg protein and milk protein, and there's probably some other proteins in there as well. From what I've seen, there isn't peanut protein in there, but there's different things you see online. I can't really confirm that there was ever peanut protein used in the making of vaccines, but that would certainly make sense to the problem of all of the peanut allergies that we're seeing now. I just can't confirm that that's the case, though. But even if there wasn't a peanut protein in the vaccines, that doesn't mean that the vaccines aren't a contributing factor to causing the peanut protein allergy or any allergy, because what the vaccines do is they affect the gut bacteria, and this is what Andrew Wakefield originally found when he was studying vaccines, and he looked at the kids that had the MMR shot, and he saw that the gut bacteria were affected by the vaccine, whereas the other kids did not have that problem. So the vaccines are affecting the gut bacteria, and the vaccine schedule has been greatly increased since the early days. In 1983, there was 23 doses of vaccines recommended. In 2013, there were 69, tripling the number of doses given. And we know that there's toxins and stuff in the vaccines. You don't have to be a PhD to know that formaldehyde and mercury and aluminum are toxic to the body. And all these things affect the bacteria in your gut, and 80% of your immune system is in your gut. So if you're knocking your immune system around, which leads to what can really cause allergies, which is a leaky gut. If your gut's not healthy because of these things, and you develop leaky gut, then food proteins and other proteins can get into the blood through the digestive system, into your blood, and then your body becomes hypersensitive to those proteins. Now, it's not just Andrew Wakefield who was finding that vaccines in kids were less healthy than kids that were unvaccinated. Journal of American Medical Association Pediatrics in March of 2013 reported that kids that weren't vaccinated had fewer outpatient and emergency visits. A German study of 8,000 kids under 19 completed in 2011 found that vaccinated kids got more than twice the number of diseases and disorders than unvaccinated kids. And similar data was found in 1992, done in New Zealand, and 1996 in Guinea, Africa. So this is basically universal. The more vaccines you get, the unhealthier you are. But vaccines aren't the main thing. If we had proper nutrition, proper vitamins and minerals from the get-go, prenatally, and then in early childhood, our bodies would be much better off being able to detox these things than the kids who did not get those things. And this also, lack of nutrition leads to the body's inability to maintain and repair itself, which, instead of repairing the gut, allows it to develop leaky gut. And one of the main things that can cause that problem is consuming gluten, because if you don't have high enough stomach acid, you can't break down the gluten protein, and then you're left with a large protein bouncing around in your intestine poking holes, and then once that gets into the blood, then your body recognizes it, and then you develop an allergy to it. Now, just because you've developed an allergy doesn't mean that you have to be allergic to that food forever. There was a guy in Florida by the name of Avi. He used to call in to Dr. Glidden's radio program, and he used to be allergic to like some 30 number of things, including dairy. And after he repaired his gut and avoided all of the foods that he was allergic to for a year, I guess his body kind of forgot about being sensitive to those things. And since he healed the gut, those proteins weren't getting into his blood anymore, causing that trigger reaction. So he was able to eat, I think the last time I heard him, he was still working on a couple things that he was still allergic to, but he could consume dairy without a problem, which, if I remember right, was one of his favorite things to eat. So just because you've developed an allergy may or may not mean that you're going to have that allergy for the rest of your life. It just depends on you. Now, typically for seasonal allergies, your immune system should be able to handle those things. But when you're constantly being bombarded, your immune system's constantly being hit by chemicals in food, water, and the air, it's beating down your immune system so that it can't respond to those things. So ideally, you would want to support your immune system and avoid the things that could be suppressing your immune system. Sugar also suppresses the immune system, and we eat more sugar today than we've ever had in history. 200 years ago, the average American only ate 2 pounds of sugar a year. In 1970, we ate 123 pounds of sugar a year. And today, the average American consumes about 150 pounds of sugar a year, which is about 3 pounds a week. Now that is a pile of sugar that's suppressing your immune system. And there's so many things that you could do to support the immune system. Particularly in this case, if you do have allergies, chances are gluten is an underlying root cause of that. A good all-around nutritional supplement would be Youngevity's Anti-Aging Healthy Start Pack, which would be a Healthy Start Pack plus Cell Shield RTQ. And what's special about this product is it has a lot of ORAC points, and ORAC points, the oxygen radical absorption capacity, really helps support the immune system, but it also has ingredient in there called quercetin, which can help dry up mucous membranes. So like if you're having an allergic response and your nose is running, that's basically kind of like what you find in Ghostbusters. Your body's trying to slime away the bad guy. Although that's a good thing, but I mean, maybe it's not fun having a runny nose all the time. But quercetin can help dry up these mucous membranes. Also, Youngevity's Ultimate Selenium. One bottle of selenium per 50 pounds of body weight, but not exceeding 4 bottles a month. Selenium is really helpful in supporting the immune system. And now, since the immune system and the digestive system go hand in hand, if we want to support the digestive system, you could add the glucogel caps. The glucogel caps is a supplement that supports the growth and production, maintenance, repair of connective tissue. So that's going to help with your digestive lining. Also, Youngevity's Mackey Plus has aloe vera in there, and that can be healing to the digestive system. Youngevity's Healthy Digestion Pack, which would include the Ultimate Enzymes. And what's good about the Ultimate Enzymes is it's kind of like a gallbladder in the bottle. It includes numerous enzymes like pancreatin, papain, bromelain, ox bile, and betaine HCL. All these things are going to help you break down those proteins in your stomach before they get into your intestine, so that it's less of a chance that those proteins can end up in your bloodstream. And it also includes, and the digestion pack also includes, the Flora FX, which is the good bacteria that you want to be putting back into your digestive system. And that'll support your immune system, that'll support digestion. All around, good thing to do to take probiotics. And actually, next week I plan on talking about how to make your own probiotic foods, because that's often a lot cheaper than buying a probiotic. And during allergy seasons for you, to lessen the load on your immune system, you could get like a HEPA air filter to filter your house's air. And one other topic I wanted to talk about was chemical sensitivity, like to perfumes or other chemicals. Typically, your immune system would be able to handle that. But basically, it's very similar to the allergy problem. You become hypersensitive to these things. And really, it's just a liver problem. Your body's not being able to process all of these chemicals. So going along with the other things I said, like the Ultimate Selenium, that's going to be really helpful in supporting the liver and the immune system, because the liver loves selenium, just like your bones love calcium. So that's about it, and stay tuned next week as I talk about probiotic foods that you can make, and we'll see you then.
To see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes, and you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab.
The Freedom From Pharmacy podcast is owned by Easy Way LLC and is under Ohio Revised Code 4759.10I.